Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's a Two Bell Tuesday. Hoosiers get the win last night. They face South Carolina. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The Indianapolis Colts, Chris Ballard, faces his biggest challenge as the GM of the Colts. This is year 8. He has 2 playoff trips, 1 playoff win, no playoff games at home, and that has got to change this year. He's got his young quarterback. He's got a running back. He's re-signed all his veterans. He's gone all in behind his guys. We'll talk about Chris Ballard quite a bit. We'll also talk about the Pacers. They get a win last night. They're 3-1 on this West Coast trip. They got one game left in Chicago on this road trip. If they finish this road trip 4-1, that is a hell of a thing. And that puts the Pacers in a really, really good situation that they may not want to improve from. We'll talk about that too. This is Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, you want to have some fun. You want to have a little bit of skin in the game, as it were. You go to MyBookie.com. You use promo code Kent, and you sign up, and you activate what could be a $1,000 sign-up bonus. How about that? Nothing but fun. They got an online casino, all kinds of stuff. While away your time, you got a little extra money. Hey, we put some ducats on this and we put some ducats on that. Let's go. All right, promo code Kent. Don't forget that. Remember to subscribe to this channel. That's good. It's convenient. You enjoy it here. You should enjoy it here. Make a comment. We love comments. I love that. I love the interactivity of this channel. It's my favorite part of the whole deal. Hit the like button. That's the thumbs up. Good thing to do. You want to make a donation, make a donation, no big whoop. We do not penalize you for not making a donation. We do not require memberships at this point on this channel in order to activate all of the programming on it. All right? Maybe one day, not this day. That's the way it goes. Chris Ballard. Let's talk about Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts. Owners' meetings ongoing in Orlando. They pass a deal yet. The swivel hip drop tackle has been banned. This is going to be a problem because people, even players, don't really understand what the hell it is. Will officials understand what it is and be able to call it accurately? Will fans be able to see it and understand what the flag refers to? At some point, you've got to allow players to do something to tackle ball carriers. These, like Jonathan Taylor, weighs 230 pounds. And he can run 20-plus miles an hour. How in the world are you going to tackle this guy without using a little bit of inertia against him? I don't know. I think the NFL is wandering into weeds that are very, very dense, very, very perilous, and filled with monsters. That's what I think the NFL is doing. I understand what it's doing. It's doing it to limit the liability that it has to players who may choose to sue the NFL because of an unsafe playing condition. I understand that. But all they really have to do, what they need to do most importantly, and what the Colts are doing, they're changing their turf to something that is believed to be a little bit safer. If that costs a couple of million bucks, that's a pretty easy solution to all of these injuries. And the Colts, one of the most injured teams in the NFL, it's about damn time they figured this out and they put some new turf in that facility. All right, we'll see. As they renegotiate their lease, the stadium lease, which are going to do over the course of the next few years. That process is going to start. I would expect that the Colts ask for and receive natural turf one way or another at Lucas Oil Stadium. I don't know exactly how Lucas Oil Stadium needs to be adapted to accommodate natural turf, but expect that to be on the wish list for the Indianapolis Colts. So let's talk about Chris Ballard, and rightly so. This game should be played on grass, earth and grass. It mitigates, go figure. You know what? Nature's got a really good idea of how to keep people safe a little bit. We keep trying to trump what nature provides. Nothing's better than what you got. Earth, real grass, all of that stuff, that's the best way to keep players from getting injured and feeling like hell on Monday morning. Okay, Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Indianapolis Colts, he's got issues because he's been the general manager for 7 years. And this team ain't done squat in those 7 years. They went to the playoffs in 2018, won a game on the road against the Texans before losing in the next round. In 2020, Philip Rivers led the Colts to an 11-5 record. They go to the playoffs in Buffalo. They lose by three. That's it. That is the easily conveyed playoff history of Chris Ballard-led teams with the Indianapolis Colts. Now, they're Andrew Luck retiring. That really set this franchise back. There's no question about that. But at this point, 5 years out almost from the day that he retired, we've got about 5 months, yes, until the fifth anniversary of that grim moment in Colts history. It's time to move on. And the Colts have. And they've got Anthony Richardson.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that's what general managers are going to be judged by, that. That guy, that quarterback coming to the Colts, he's either going to lift him or he's not. He's got to be able to stand the field to lift him. We've talked about that quite a bit. We'll see if he's capable of doing that. But what we've also seen, we've seen some truths be revealed about Chris Ballard. Let's talk about those truths as we evaluate Chris Ballard, because people are starting to get angry. On this channel, on other social media, people are coming at Chris Ballard saying, Ballard must be fired! Ballard must be replaced! Until you've got a worthy candidate capable of doing the job at a higher level, you don't replace a guy. If you know of somebody, I'm sure the Colts would be interested to hear, right? It's not just enough to get pissed off and demand that somebody be fired. You've got to have somebody in the pipeline that you feel good about in terms of lifting through his or her insertion into a position in business. If you don't know who you're going to, like Mike Woodson down at IU, you cannot fire Mike Woodson without having somebody ready to go as the replacement. You can't fire somebody, you can't fire John Calipari without knowing exactly who you're going to replace him with and have that agreement in place at the time you pull the trigger. All right, truths about Chris Ballard. He's a good drafter. He's not a bad drafter. He's found people in the fifth round, fourth round, guys like Grover Stewart, who have been really, really good football players. Zaire Franklin in the seventh round. Really good at going out and getting those guys. Really good at it. What he hadn't been good at, he's got some strange ideas of what makes a good cornerback in the NFL. And that's 4-5 plus speed. That's strange that he finds that to be an asset. I don't get it. Speed would seem to be a good thing because speed allows you to outrun your mistakes, but we digress. We talked about that at length yesterday. Ballard is risk averse. I think even Chris Ballard would admit to being risk averse. He does not like to take chances. And the proof, the results of the last 7 years, the overall record, including 2017, his first year, which he really can't be held responsible for, but we will for our purposes, 54-60-1. That's the Colts record in these 7 years. That is less than one game per season under 500. They're basically a 500 season. They don't screw up, and they don't have victories in terms of acquiring an elite-level player. They are all kinds of good at getting good guys. Getting great guys, not so much. And you need great players to be able to win championships. Great wins. Good kind of treads water, and poor players, as you can imagine, cause losing. So, Chris Ballard, the results show a risk aversion. DeForest Buckner, he'll point to and say, I'll take chances. That wasn't a chance. The draft where the Colts gave up 13, that pick was used to draft Tristan Wirfs. Not bad. But there wasn't a lot in that draft to really hang your hat on at the 13th spot. So trading for DeForest Buckner, given the amount of cap room that the Colts had, entirely appropriate and good. He is swayed by analytics, Ballard is. And he tries to use it as an advantage. You can try, but math is repeatable. Math can be stolen. People understand math. You can hire math people to kind of reverse engineer winning. And then once one team does it, all the teams are going to do it. So the advantage that you gain by reverse engineering winning through the use of math is going to be stolen and going to be used quickly against you and against the rest of the league. And so math cannot be used to establish a clear advantage over a long period of time. His confidence can be annoying, right, to the point of arrogance. But would you rather have a weak, flaccid GM without any convictions, or a guy who absolutely believes in what he does, thinks it's right, and sticks to it? I'd rather have the latter. I don't want a guy who's like, oh, geez, we screwed everything up. We've got to change everything. We did X, so we're going to do minus X. Now, not to get all mathematic again. This is a make-or-break season for the Colts. Ballard knows it. One playoff win on two trips. No home playoff games. That is not the record of a guy entering his eighth year where he doesn't feel the seat that he sits on becoming a little bit warm. And it is a little bit warm, and it should be a little bit warm. And Chris Ballard has got to put more chips into the middle of the table to stay at the table. Chris Ballard has the short stack of chips in the AFC South, but refuses to play like it. He still plays like he's got a tall stack. Teddy KGB, gonna tell you, that's not the way to operate. That's not the way to do business. And he finally figured out how to hire a coach. After McDaniels, don't forget about McDaniels. He retained Pagano. I don't know whether that was at the behest of Jim Irsay or not. Then hires McDaniels. Then McDaniels decides to stay with the Patriots. He hires Reich. Yikes. Father Flanagan ain't going to be a very good NFL coach, as the Carolina Panthers and owner Dave Tepper figured out. By the way, his appearance on Pat McAfee yesterday with Adam Schefter, television gold. A great moment. I love Pat McAfee because Pat's there, right? Pat's there for it. Anyway, Shane Steichen. Now that's a football coach. I'm all behind Shane Steichen. Let's talk about the IU women. They get the win last night against Oklahoma. It looked grim for a minute, 64-60 with 2.5 minutes left. And you're like, ay, ay, ay. Hoosiers behind. You think they're going to have a tough time closing this thing out. Well, close it out they did. They go on a 10-0 run. Oklahoma couldn't respond to it. Indiana wins 75-68. Mackenzie Holmes, 29 points. Sydney Parrish, 17 points, 2 of 4. Indiana did not shoot well from beyond the arc, but Sid was 2 of 4 from beyond the arc, and that was a big help. Sarah Scalia with a lot of free throws down the stretch. Now, the reward. Going to Albany, New York, as though that's not bad enough. Indiana's got to play against number 1, undefeated South Carolina. South Carolina's 34-0, And they've got a 6'7 center who's really, really good. Camila Cardoso is really good from Brazil. She only averages 13.9 and 9.5, but she leads in both categories for the Gamecocks. They are all kinds of really, really good, really balanced. They go nine deep in their rotation. Nobody plays more than 27 and a half minutes a game. Indiana last night, all the starters played at least 34 minutes. This is a team, the Gamecocks, are the best team in the country. Indiana has got to hope that the shooting that it experienced at Assembly Hall last night does not repeat itself in Albany. They have got to shoot lights out. They have got to play out of their minds. Oklahoma kind of asserted itself physically last night. Because of that, Indiana had a bit of a tough time getting over the hump. Over the hump they got. And so Friday at 5 on ESPN, go Hoosiers, wearing our red, trying to gin up some hope that IU can get over on the Gamecocks. You know what? Exactitude and officiating is a disaster, and it happened last night again and again and again and again, and it just ruins the flow of the game. How much fun would that game have been without replay reviews? One of them took about 7 minutes because somebody, I don't know whether the scores table had the fouls recorded incorrectly. Somebody thought one of the ladies for Oklahoma had 5 fouls. Somebody thought she had 4. To adjudicate that, that took forever. And what a shame, because that was a really fun game, a lot of momentum, a lot of fun to watch. Stop this. Exactitude and officiating can't exist. So please, backpedal away from it as quickly as you can. Pacers, winners last night, 133-116. They are 3-1 on this 5-game road trip. They've gotten wins over the Warriors and the Lakers. They lost against the Lakers. They won last night against the Clippers, which I thought was going to be the tough game of the thing. 133-116. Here we go. Sports says IU women's basketball looks so good as far as how they play and are coached. 100% right. Love Terry Moran as a coach. She gets them buying in and enjoying themselves. There's camaraderie and esprit de corps on this team that just does not exist with the men. There is no question. Last night, Pascal Siakam, 31 points. Miles Turner, 24-7. Halliburton, 21-9. McConnell with 15. They are in sixth with 9 games left. They got at the Bulls tomorrow night. They're only 3.5 back from third. If you're not going to finish sixth, finish third. Don't be fourth or fifth, and certainly don't be seventh or eighth, because then you got the play-in mess. Sixth is a pretty good place to operate in the playoffs, because you get the Cavs in the first round if they stay at 3. And you don't have to play the Celtics until the Eastern Conference Finals. I think that if the Colts, or if the Pacers, wind up sixth, they got a hell of a shot at going to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think they go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Travis Eads, happy birthday. Sean McDermott, happy birthday. Casey Vallier, former Emmis producer, now does great work for the Indianapolis Colts. Gordon Moody, happy birthday. Diane Richardson-Killian, happy birthday. Brian Newland, Walter Bollinger, happy birthday. Sandra Connor, and the great Brian Whitney. Happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. The radio show starts in just a couple of minutes. WGCLradio.com. If you're in Bloomington, just tune in to 1370 AM or 98.7 FM. It's that easy. Inside Indiana Sports. Now, coming up this afternoon, can't wait to talk to you. We only stop talking to figure out what to say. Figuring out what to say, that's the key to talking.